Chapter 54, Kipiru. Kipiru knew he was being followed. He had expected that someone might be sent after him to keep him from reaching Hikahi. But his pursuer was some sort of idiot. He could tell from the distant whine of the engines that the Finn's sled was being driven well beyond its rated speed. What did the fellow hope to accomplish? Kipiru had a long enough head start to make it within sonar-speak range of the Thenanin wreck before his pursuer caught up. He only had to push his sled's throttle slightly into the red. The Finn behind him was spraying sonar noise all over the place, as if he wanted to announce to all and sundry that he was coming. With all his screeching, the imbecile was making it hard for Kipiru to piece together what was going on to the southeast. Kipiru concentrated and tried to block out the noise from behind. Two dolphins, it seemed, one almost out of breath, the other powerful and still vigorous, were swimming furiously toward a bank of sonar shadows 50 kilometers away. What was going on? Who was chasing whom? He listened so hard that Kipiru suddenly had to veer to avoid colliding with a high seamount. He passed on the west side, banking hard to sweep past by meters. The mountain's bulk momentarily cast him into silence. "Where shoals, child of Tersiops?" He trilled a lesson rhyme, then switched to trinary haiku. "Echoes of the shore are like drifting feathers dropped by pelicans." Kipiru chided himself. Dolphins were supposed to be hot pilots. It was what had won them their first starship berths over a century before, and he was known, far and wide, as one of the best. So why were 40 knots underwater harder to handle than 50 times light speed down a wormhole? His thrumming sled left the shadow of the seamount and came into open water. East of southeast came a faint image gestalt of racing cetaceans once again. Kipiru concentrated. Yes, the one in pursuit was a Stenos, a big one. It used a strange pattern of search sonar. The one in front... It has to be Aki, he thought. The kid is in trouble. Bad trouble. He was almost deafened as a blast of sound from the sled behind him caught him directly in a focused beam. He chattered a curse glyph and shook his head to clear it. He almost turned around to take care of the self-sucking turd-swallower behind him, but he knew his duty lay ahead. Kipiru was tormented by a choice. Strictly speaking, his duty was to get a message to Hikahi, yet it went against everything inside him to abandon the Midi. It sounded like the youngster was exhausted. His pursuer was clearly catching up. But if he swung to the east, he would give his own pursuer a chance to catch up. But he might also distract Katha John, force him to turn around. It didn't become a Terrigen's officer. It didn't reflect Kanink. But he couldn't decide logically. He wished some distant great-great-grandchild of his were here now, a fully mature and logical dolphin who could tell his crude, half-animal ancestor what to do. Kipiru sighed. What makes me think they'll let me have great-grandchildren anyway? He chose to be true to himself. He banked the sled to the left and pulled the engine throttle one more notch into the red.